I think I'll hit the hay now,
said Kelly, after she got out of the shower and got me to hand her a towel.
Oh, I'm exhausted all of a sudden. Let's eat the cupcakes in the morning. We can have cake for breakfast. You've got everything you need for sleeping on the sofa, right?
Kelly was babbling, trying not to look at me as she knew I was still standing there, naked and covered in gloop. I've got everything I need, I said, a little despondently, looking at the shape Kelly's ass made under her towel. Almost everything, anyway. Kelly yawned and stretched as she lifted up her arms high in the air. I swear, something about her looked different. I mean, her breasts were big, but wrapped in this towel, Jesus, they looked incredible. She looked so full, so juicy. Oh, God, I had to pull myself together. Good night, Kelly, I said. And when she left the bathroom, I showered and washed everything up, got the bathroom nice and clean. My entire body was tingling and felt terribly tired all of a sudden. I wanted to lie down and enjoy this pleasant sensation in my limbs. I went through to the living room, put a pillow and duvet on the sofa, and then lay back in my t-shirt and boxers, feeling wondrously delicate and dreamy, and I soon fell asleep. In the middle of the night, I woke up, not with a sudden jolt, but with a warm glow spreading through me that made me feel too delicious to stay dreaming. The first realization I had was that my chest was ablaze with feeling, and I put a hand to my heart to check my pulse. But something felt different.
Very different. I wasn't touching my chest. I was touching an enormous pair of breasts.